filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you, the right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can see the borewell that we have put here. And it's giving water for the people. Tell him.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. Got a great program lined up for you today. Some folks that you may not see elsewhere. I don't know. We'll see if they can get them out there. But Gordon Knight is a businessman from Canada who has had to literally flee Canada. Because of the persecution that he has experienced. So we will have that story coming up for you, bottom of hour number three. Tieran Rose Mandelberg, T-Rose, will be with me. MRC and Newsbusters and Censor Track. We'll talk with her about the fake news that's going on and the news that's not being covered. We'll get some of those stories out to you. Let's see. Dick Morris is going to be with us today also. Dick Morris and Rick Manning is my co-host. We'll talk about AT&T and Newsmax and more corporate censorship. And then Michael Austin will be with us. Did you know that there's a bishop that is running around telling people that Jesus was a tranny? Yeah. He's an archbishop, I guess, running around talking about Jesus was actually, you know, a transsexual and so on. So there we go. We'll get into that. My goodness. All right. Well, I'm very excited to welcome, as we do each and every Wednesday when we open our program up, our resident expert constitutional attorney. And he is the author of Constitutional Soundbites, as well as a new book. Not so new now, but still new if you haven't gotten it. A new book on the Declaration of Independence and how that's all playing a role and should be playing a role in what's happening today. And he's been talking quite a bit since he was listed as one of the 68 in the Twitter files that Matt Taibbi has been exposing. I want to welcome David Shostokas to the program. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's nice of you to mention. And strange enough, this is a curious world because, of course, as you mentioned, I was tangentially mentioned by Matt Taibbi on the last edition of the Twitter files. And as a result of that, curiously enough, I've gotten almost close to 1,000 new followers on Twitter since I was denoted by Hamilton 68 as a source of Russian disinformation. So apparently, there's a lot of people interested in what Russian bots have to say.
Well, what I want to get into in this conversation, and you and I have talked about this before, we've talked about the Section 230, we've talked about, you know, the supposed separation between what is the government's responsibility to the Constitution versus, and we talked about how woke corporations and the woke were kind of beginning to play out a strategy, if you will, of saying, well, okay, so the government can't do it to them, but we'll get the corporations to do it to them, because there's some question as to whether or not corporations are really bound by the Constitution. I mean, that's kind of the argument that's been going on. So let's start there. And then really, I think what Twitter files exposes is the government holding the puppet strings and corporations being forced, whether it's by DEI or ESG, DEI being the diversity, equity, and inclusion policies of this government, or the ESG, which is the environmental, social, and governance. All of this is these entities are government driven, telling commerce, if you don't fall in line with these entities, then we're going to use government force to come in and do something to you. So by extension, right, that seems to draw a legal connection to me. I'm sorry, I'm trying to set the stage now for you to give me the legal constitutional perspective on the commentary that I just shared.
Sure. Let's just start with the First Amendment and say the freedom of speech that's attendant to the First Amendment. The very first phrase of the First Amendment is Congress shall make no law. And so that indicates, of course, that in fact the First Amendment applies to the government and not to private individuals, private entities. The problem comes when the government employs private entities to do things that the government is prohibited by the Constitution from doing. When the government cannot achieve through the utilization of private entities what it cannot do directly, that becomes the constitutional issue. And some of the circumstances that we've seen during the course of the Twitter files were government entities, the FBI, for instance, in communication with private entities and requesting with the heavy hand of government, that is, if you do not follow our request, we're going to exercise regulatory authority over your other activities. They request private entities to, in fact, censor, block, shadow ban, if you will, get rid of the lower the speech, lower the platform of other individuals. This is where you now run afoul of the First Amendment, and this is where you wind up with a situation of what they call 42 United States Code Section 1983 laws, where you're deprived of your civil rights under color of law, and when which allows private citizens to sue the government for when the government interferes with the exercise of the constitutional rights. However, when a private entity participates with government in that deprivation of constitutional rights, then the private entity becomes just as liable as if, in fact, they were the government as well, because they're executing government policy. So bright line that people try to draw that says something like Twitter is Twitter, Facebook, Google, for that matter, are able to exercise their First Amendment rights in terms of not publishing something that they may disagree with, or saying to it that saying that somebody's speech or some topics are off limits from their platforms, then if they are doing so at the behest of the government, then in fact they are in fact violating the Constitution and interfering with people's constitutional rights.
So let me, as we're going through this, so like, for example, you have, and we're talking here obviously about Twitter or a Facebook or a social media, but just in the corporate world in general, corporations receive their charters by states, by government. Government says you now have the right to act as a corporation, but in exchange for the right to do so, we're going to require of you that you perform your business or do business in a certain manner or a certain fashion. We're going to dictate for you some of your hiring practices. We're going to tell you that you need to have diversity, equity, and inclusion in who you hire. We're going to tell you that you need to have environmental, social, and governance policies in how you interact with the public as you sell your product or provide your service. So in essence, while disguising it as a privately held corporation, and the corporation then puts restrictions on their employees or makes demands of their employees, but the reality is that those all of that is predicated not on the heart or the will of the board of the corporation, but on the reality that they have entered into an agreement to receive their corporate charter predicated on their agreement to follow these government mandates.
This becomes extraordinarily problematic. You're exactly right. And the existence of a corporation is you are also correct, is a creation of the law of the state. There are no, strangely enough, there's nothing called a federal corporation. Corporations are in fact creatures or receive their charters to exist by virtue of state corporation law. And so you're incorporated as a Delaware corporation or as an Illinois corporation, et cetera, et cetera. Delaware is very popular because Delaware has very permissive laws in terms of what corporate governance can take place. Some other states are more restrictive on what kind of governance a corporation may utilize. But nevertheless, if the charter is dependent upon the execution of certain kind of government policies, that again ultimately makes the corporation an extension of the government and not a private entity, and consequently subject to the strictures of the First Amendment and other restrictions on government through the First Ten Amendments, through the Bill of Rights,
which protects the rights of the employee as well as the rights of potentially clients or customers doing business with those corporations.
Correct. And so So you are, the devil's bargain doesn't actually exist, because if they try and, I mean, corporations will in fact do that because they want to have the heavy hand of government not on them, but that doesn't make it legal. You know, what happens in reality isn't always complicit with the law. And so this becomes problematic. But what you describe gives you some idea of what the influence is that government has over the execution of private activities that nobody voted on.
Right. And of course, it also speaks to, you know, when we talk about supporting companies like, for example, Patriot Mobile, who has been a sponsor here at Chosen Generation Radio. This is a company that has explicitly said we are following our Christian values in how we do our business. And the corporation has that right, by the way. I mean, they can push back to a degree. They can be the one that draws the line and says, no, this is how we're going to do business. And then they can say, okay, we're willing to take on, you know, we're willing to take on that fight, or we're willing to take on that battle. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot more coming up. This is a conversation that you're not going to hear a lot about. But it, because there's not the time or whatever, they don't give it the impetus that it needs. I believe this is a critically important conversation, and I think there's a construct here, potentially, if someone is willing to do it, to take on this battle, to take on this fight, to push back against these, you know, liberal blue state government entities that are trying to basically walk around the Constitution to force their citizenry to behave in a manner that is unconstitutional by using a puppet in order to accomplish that task. And I think it's something we need to seriously take a look at. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest here, David Shostokos, Shostokos.com. You can find him at CG Contributors at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And I probably need to go over there and just make absolutely certain. Hang on one second. Anyway, I'm gonna get to you. So, David, I was posing some questions to you as we went into that break and talking a bit about it, and you said in the break, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but you said in the break that let the market decide, commerce decides, people decide, they vote with their dollars. And I think to a large degree that's true. Obviously, our Patriot Mobile, yeah, as you mentioned, is a prime example of that. And we'll talk quite a bit about that with Dick Morris coming up when we talk about AT&T canceling Newsmax on Dish Satellite. But that having been said, there's a large swath of the population that doesn't get the necessary information to know that background for it to make a difference. And you just brought something up as we were coming out of the break relative to elections and then your lawsuit and the attack that you're under by news media, who, again, a lot of their readers have no idea who you are, even though you ran for attorney general in the state of Illinois, came in third, supposedly. But even with a statewide election run and what have you, there's a good swath of their readership that likely doesn't know the name David Shostokos until yesterday.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. We do have a lawsuit pending based upon the impossibility of the outcome of the election for a county clerk in Will County, Illinois. And while it's an election hardly anybody pays any attention to, it's not a small one. There was 220,000 votes cast in the election. And interestingly enough, the basis for the suit has to do with the fact that there is, in fact, an algorithm that predicts the outcome of each and every electoral distribution on that election through 310 precincts. And yesterday, a reporter from a suburban newspaper that's associated with the large Chicago Tribune did a story on that. And as a result of that, some downstate people and some other people on some blogs and elsewhere started saying, well, this is an election denier and he's a loser because he came in, as you mentioned, third, and that none of whom clearly read the lawsuit. None of whom clearly understood what the concepts were behind it and how it was going on.
Right.
And because, of course, they are committed to the fact that elections have to be considered fair and square. They're safe and secure. And it baffles me why there's not a knee-jerk reaction that people should, in fact, question what government's doing, as opposed to saying, "Oh, we must accept what government's doing."
Well, and I think there's something in the premise of what you said was, you know, it's like I go to the light switch and I flip it, and I expect the lights in the room to come on. I expect the electricity to work. When we go to the polls and we vote, we expect, when we pull that lever, push that button, however we do it, you know, cross out whatever piece of paper we use. But when we do it, we anticipate that there's going to be integrity in how in the mechanisms that are behind that. And so, unfortunately, what we have discovered, if folks, if you're really paying any attention to this, and I know you, my audience here, are, and if you're brand new to the program, I welcome you. But if you're paying attention to the process of what's really going on here, you begin to understand that it's not that simple, unfortunately. And this is where elections and appointments and elections and elections and elections have consequences. There's an elected individual who oversees the elections, who appoints individuals. And as the process trickles down, for lack of a better term, to the guys that check you in and so on in your county, and then moving beyond, back up beyond that, it was elections that put those people in those places. And it was the decisions of the elected individuals that you and I elected that put the people in those seats, and then ultimately made the decisions regarding what mechanisms they were going to use, computerized or other, in order to track and monitor the vote. And so it becomes more complicated, and it's not just a matter of flipping the switch and hoping the lights come on, or believing the lights are going to come on.
That is the problem, I don't understand why people in so many areas of their life live by Ronald Reagan's trust but verify, and yet so many folks in the media and elsewhere relative to what the government does tell us that we're just supposed to trust.
So let's hold that thought, because this really goes back, and I'm going to close the segment off because I got to go into a break, and then we'll pick it up when we come back. But this goes directly into the question that was asked of Benjamin Franklin, purportedly as he came out of the Continental Congress vote, and they said to Mr. Franklin, what do we have? Do we have a democracy, or do we have a republic? And his answer was, a republic if you can keep it. Impetus on you and I, folks. Back with more after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for its support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbal. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, my very special guest, David Shostokas. And so, David, we were talking again as we went. That's perfect. It's all cleared up. We were talking as we went into to that break. Again about going back to the elections and it really falling on us. Let's transition into the lawsuit and so people know what this lawsuit is about. What is the crux of it, and we can kind of dispel the disinformation that media is putting out.
Yeah, certainly. It involves an election about 3/4 of the way down the ticket in Will County, Illinois, involving the county clerk's office. And strangely enough, the county clerk is in fact the one that is in charge of running the election in the county. That's typical, not typical, that's standard around the state of Illinois, that the clerk's office of the county is in charge of running the election. And there was a curious anomaly, because typically when there's as you get down the ballot, voting participation drops off. That is, people vote at the top of the ticket when it comes to governor and other statewide offices. And the further you get down, because there's less spent on it, there's less media coverage. People know less about the office or the candidates. People participate less in that. And this was very strange in that the county clerk candidate for the Democrats in Will County got more votes than the governor candidate for the Democrats. That is, got more votes than J.B. Pritzker in the county of Will County, Illinois. And we thought that to be rather strange. We sent this out to some mathematicians and statisticians, including Professor Walter Doherty, Professor Emeritus of Statistics and Computer Science from Texas A&M University. And Professor Doherty and another fellow that I would characterize as a data savant, Mr. Edward Solomon, came back and described for us that there is, in fact, an algorithm that predicts the outcome and the distribution of the vote within every precinct, all 310 precincts of the election for the clerk in Will County.
And to be clear, so what I'm just trying to create so I repeat back to you,
please,
what I'm understanding you to say. So these first of all, here we have an understanding that within this county situation, you have X number of total voters that go to the polls to vote. And oddly, very oddly, you have the county clerk in that county getting more of the vote than the governor of the same party,
right,
in the party ticket, on that party ticket, which is rather unique. But then, because there was some puzzlement in saying this is really strange, we asked some mathematicians to do a mathematical statistical analysis across 310 precincts. And when they did the analysis, they found that there was a corresponding algorithm that revealed itself statistically across all 310 precincts. In other words, the same end result, the same algorithm, the same percentage number basis happened in 310 precincts all across Illinois, which is statistically nearly impossible.
Not nearly impossible, Greg. Actually, one of the exhibits in the in the lawsuit is called "The Miracle of Will County," and it in fact describes what you described and says, and not only, but demonstrates that it's not nearly impossible; that it is so impossible as to be, the probability as to be in the trillions, one in X number of trillions for this to actually happen. For this to actually take place,
to happen by natural happenstance, is an impossibility. There's only one way for it to happen, and that is that it had to have been something programmed into the computer, into the voting machines, so that they distributed the incoming votes. And this is, you know, I can tell you as somebody who's been involved in the grassroots side of this, I've heard presentations here in Texas about this same kind of anomaly. And basically, it, you know, it goes back to, I don't remember who the famous person is that said it, but you probably will know, David, but, you know, it doesn't matter who casts the vote. It matters who counts the vote.
Yeah, that's Vladimir Lenin. It's very, very well known.
That may be why I blocked that. I'm not sure.
who indicates that the most important in election is, in fact, the person that counts the votes. You know, they're the one that has the determination of the outcome. And that's the principle at work here.
Yeah.
And it's very strange, and it's unusual that, you know, I just find it very, very curious that rather than read the lawsuit and try and put your mind around the concepts that are involved in the lawsuit, people just go out and say, "Oh, you're crazy. This is you're some sort of election denier." You would think that, generally speaking, people that are interested in seeing to it that our government accurately reflects the will of the people, that people would be on board to question how the government measures the will of the people.
Well, the other piece about that is we, you know, I mean, you can take this into another area. But when you talk about, you know, the CDC and the FDA, specifically the CDC coming out and the things that they've said about this virus, about the vaccines and so on, you know, I mean, they have been changing their variances, changing their opinions. Fauci, who was in charge of all of this, I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that he misled us.
It astounds me that people, you know, when we're in this situation now where everybody's getting, apparently taking sides between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed and those kinds of circumstances, I don't understand why there's a side. It seems to me people should be able to decide for themselves what they choose to do. It shouldn't be any sides. The fact that my personal situation, as you know, a couple, 3 years ago, I had my own near-death experience. As a result, I have a cardiologist. And in the spring of 2020, when the vaccines were out for just a couple of months, 3 months at the time, the cardiologist asked me, he said, are you going to be, you know, getting vaccinated? And I asked the doctor, I said, Doc, these vaccines have been out and around for about 3 months. He says, that's correct. I says, can you assure me that there will be no adverse effects at 4 months after having taken the vaccine? The doctor says, no, I cannot give you that assurance. I said, in that case, I said, I'm going to pass. It wasn't a political decision. It was, had nothing to do. It just had to do with my own view of what assurances I felt I needed before I would be comfortable in participating in the vaccination program. It's become some sort of political thing is beyond me. That just seems to be a reasonable question that reasonable thinking people should have asked.
And yesterday, Tom Haviland, retired Major Tom Haviland, was on. He's done some follow-up on sudden death and done a massive study statistically talking to the embalmers all across the country.
Yes.
But in addition to that, he's also developed, because of his background, some psychological analysis of the very thing you're talking about. And he came up with, you know, isolation, the lack of purpose, anxiety over an unknown, floating anxiety because people don't get it, there was a sense that we don't know what it is we're dealing with. We don't know what we're fighting. We don't know what the battle really is. We just know that there's an issue going on. And that this has created this mass psychosis to a degree that has created the fear in people. And so I think part of the sides was, is, well, if you didn't take it, then you could make me sick. And there was, and of course we discovered afterwards, this goes back to the conversation about the government telling us truth or lies. We discovered afterwards that in fact, it was the people who were vaccinated that were suddenly showing up, and they were at the highest rate of infection. And with this newest, most virulent kind of COVID, whatever it is, Dr. McCullough was on my program last week and said the people coming into his clinic are showing signs of a more virulent virus, and that all of the statistics are showing, and the CDC is saying, if you were vaccinated, you're more likely to get this new strain. And we'll be back to talk about the going back to the constitutional questions that are associated with this and our rights again. And we'll talk about the 9th and the 10th Amendment. And I love David when we talk about this, because again, we talk about who has rights, who has powers, and folks, this is how we answer the question that was asked of Benjamin Franklin and why it falls to us. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is David Shostokas. So, David, we're talking about, you know, to a degree, this idea of the disinformation that goes out, the responsibility of us as people, and I wanted to, I guess, kind of come at this now in our final segment with the positive solution, which rests with you and I, and what our constitutional power is, if you will, which is found in the 9th and 10th Amendment, talking about rights.
Yes, and that's of course something that we've talked about before, and I think it bears repeating, because you were mentioning education, things like that. What you didn't mention is a basic principle of advertising, that people have to see something 10, 11 times before it becomes part of their knowledge.
Sure.
So repeating issues regarding the 9th and 10th Amendment are very, very worthwhile. The 10th Amendment, of course, reserves to the states whatever powers or whatever governmental authority is not granted to the federal government by the Constitution. The 9th Amendment also indicates that the people have rights that belong to them, belong to people, not the government. And the fact that first 10 amendments outline rights doesn't mean that that's all the rights that people have. And so I think it's an important distinction to understand that people have rights. The government only has authority that's granted to them by the people. And so the whole misnomer, we've run across this. Folks say states' rights. States have no rights. Only people have rights. Only people have things that are given to them. And frankly, only individuals have rights. There are no group rights. There's not rights in a particular race. There's not rights in a particular income group. There's not rights in a socioeconomic standard. There is a right in an individual to have free speech, to freely associate with others, to organize, to petition the government, to practice their religion.
And that speaks what you just said too about the group side of this. Really speaks to the danger of us continuing to talk about strictly democracy, because a strict democracy is more about mob rule. It suggests that it is the rights of this group, this majority, this and subsequently then the right of the individual becomes trampled. I you know, we were talking in the break about, you know, the some things that I had watched relative to you know, deviance and degeneracy and what have you, being identified, and I talked about this folk in the program yesterday, but being identified as the appropriate thing, and the person who was calling those things out as being the bad guy in the situation,
right.
And there is, and then we were talking about critical thinking, and that was kind of how we got into that, common sense and critical thinking, and that common sense and critical thinking are something that are not taught today. So a lot of folks come out disarmed with the ability to be able to process these things with critical thinking in mind, and common sense kind of gets tossed out the window.
Yeah, you talk about education, and I went to a private Catholic grammar school, and we even in grammar school had courses in what they call logic, you know, that actually teach understanding syllogisms, if this, then that, and how do I determine faulty, how to see faulty syllogisms, how to see when things do not relate to one another, and yet they become faulty arguments. And we do not teach people to think like that. We teach them these days, unfortunately, they're taught to accept. And if you are not, if you do not accept, then you are attacked. That's like this, like full circle to the election lawsuit and some of the recent attacks that have been on me for filing that, calling me a loser and an election denier and et cetera, as opposed to saying, let's analyze the arguments and let's talk about the arguments and let's believe that, in fact, the most important thing is that we determine accurately the consent of the governed, as opposed to saying, well, you just have to accept what the government says is how we determine it. And that's our problem.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's interesting because on the one hand, you're you know, as you suggested in the break, talking about Reagan, right? Trust but verify, and we want to hope that we can trust those that we have placed. And I think we have to change our perspective of how we see government. Government is representative. That has to be at the forefront of our mindset. They are not the authority. The authority is us because we're the ones that hold all of the rights. We give them the ability to represent us, and their sole purpose, their whole purpose, is to defend our rights. Government was created in this nation, in this country, for the sole purpose of defending the rights of the individual. And one of the key components of that is this issue of elections. If we don't put the right people in place that understand their sworn duty to defend our rights, we're going to be in trouble. David Justokas has been my guest. Michael Austin coming up right after this. A bishop running around suggesting that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is trans. That's what he has said, that he actually was trans. Folks, you couldn't write this stuff any more radically. David, thanks so much for being with me today. I want to again remind folks, Constitutional Sound Bites, you can pick that up, and also you can get his book on the Declaration of Independence and how that was created. And folks, you can't do one without the other. They go together. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up, hour number two, straight ahead.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice. She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.